Very unfortunately, deception is commonplace nowadays. And this is more so in the business field, tijara, where people are out to make a quick fortune. And they don't care how they amass that wealth, whether they lie, whether they deceive others. And this is not the way of a Muslim. Now, if we go back just a century ago, what was it like in Al-Madinatul Munawwara, the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sayyidi Qutb Madina, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the Pir Murshid of Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he states that there was such a beautiful, glorious time and environment that I lived in, because he lived in Madina Sharif for 77 years. And he says that in the morning when the traders would line up their stalls, if a customer came to the stall of a trader, a businessman who had done well for the day, he would say to him, I've done well, I've made my sales today, go to so-and-so's stall, they've struggled today, they haven't made much sales. Now can you imagine a businessman doing that today? That so-and-so, my fellow Muslim, who's also trading, he's not made much today. Or I know his situation, he's not doing so well at the moment. I'm, alhamdulillah, doing well. You know, I've opened many, many shops and I've been able to branch out. This is the mentality that we should have. We should have the mentality to help others and believe that there's plenty to go around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raziq. And deception, deceiving others, trying to make people go out of business, trying to harm their businesses, this is not the way of a Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us truthful tradesmen so that we rise with the Anbiya alayhim salam in the Akhirah.